feeling the air on the skin. And in the body, sounds coming through you, enough space for the mind, and the sounds. Imagining yourself as a space maybe with no real edges. Within that space, a body. Warm and breathing. A body feeling itself. Maybe feeling space within the body as well as around the body, as big as you wish. The breeze and the breath moving through the space. Like the sounds move through the space. If you wish, as if from maybe the top of the room up there, looking down on that person, that body. Feeling the great willingness the here-ness aliveness tenderness intensity, power. Fragility. And simply feeling what is needed, if anything. Just the way we might, walking past one of those little baby trees, feel they might need some water. Or they might do well with a bit more sun. Feeling maybe the basic goodness of that life that's being lived there, that warm body. Exquisite architecture. With eyes. That we don't know what sees through those eyes, those endless eyes. What comes up? Is there a sense of a need or a wish or just an appreciation or a direction? Or a joy? That particular body there, that exquisite, endless, limited life. What does it need? What does it grow on? What brings a sparkle to those endless eyes? What did we think all along was not allowed and is? May we be at ease. Happy. And how does it feel in the stream of the blood, in the waves of the brain, in the cells of the body? To acknowledge the need. To acknowledge that the tree grows well with enough water. That's all. A sparkle comes to the eyes when we even think of or feel, even a memory or a possibility of being free or loved or at home. What's the feeling in the cells and the bloodstream and the brain waves? When you remember what you really are, where all the problems are totally secondary, And what comes first, what's primary, just the fact that somehow, by itself, this life makes itself happen for a while. And just like there's a good feeling in watering the tree, and there's even a good feeling in that area where the tree's been watered for a whole day after watering. Just the slightest bit of connection to the power of allowing what's needed to be remembered and to be felt as a texture in the cells, to let the cells drink it, to let the cells bathe in it, roll around in it. So maybe you love feeling loved, and you thought you're not allowed to unless you have that confirmation someone says they love you. Whether or not we have that other person confirming is secondary. Can be nice sometimes, but it's not actually needed. Just going straight to the point. The feeling loved. Or at home, or already okay. Full, empty, whatever it is. May there be ease, lightness of being, happiness for no reason, liberation. The cells allowed to drink, and then that same texture allowed to come beyond the cells into that space where the body is happening. Maybe a memory of feeling that helps you really feel it now, or maybe just a word brings that resonating like a bell. Maybe an image. Maybe you need to imagine yourself as a child and how naturally there would be the wish for that child just to be happy for no reason. Why not? Of course. For that child to feel welcome, to be welcome. In her bones or in his bones. And those old habits and ideas about being careful can fall away like dead skin. Like an old coat in springtime. Just naturally take it off. So using the mind in whatever way it is best used with image or word, and if possible, with a felt texture, feeling throughout the body gradually. Inviting that texture throughout the body eventually. And then beyond the body eventually. Why not? A space as big as the sounds give us. Ease. Fluid. Liberation. Vastness. Welcome. Your own words, of course, in your own language, of course. Or maybe there's already been a practice of just staying right with that fluid, precise edge of direct experience, and being in contact with aliveness there gives that power and ease. And we can just let that subtle sensation spread. That subtle sensation of a kind of spaciousness that has power and kind, caring eyes, so to speak. And just letting that expand as you wish. Maybe filling the room or bigger, or maybe staying quite close to you and maybe starting to get towards the person next to you in the room. They also, like a child, that of course, it's hard to stop the heart from wishing that child to feel at home in her body or his body. And to live clear. And happy. And well. So within that bigger space, as if from the top of the room, another body or another bunch of bodies also happening here by themselves, creating their own warmth, breathing their own breath, life's bodies, built for and ready for contact with aliveness, for joy, for peace. Ease. uniquely non-separate. Feeling for words that are more alive for you, more vivid, if you're using words. Whether it feels more real to say, may there be whatever it is, ease and liberation, lightness of being and welcome. Or if it feels more real and to be more direct, may you be at ease, happy. Well, and free. Playing with what works for you towards a wholeness of giving, a wholeness of wishing towards yourself and the rest of yourself out there. Towards your life's body and all these others. Bodies of life. At most borrowed for a while. Why not fully wishing for what helps that grow into being more and more itself and free? What's the water for the tree? What's the sunshine for the tree? What's the earth for the tree? What's the good company for the tree? May you feel it fully and wish for it fully. And have it fully. Now. Nobody more deserving than anybody else. All of it made to drink what life needs in these bodies, in these lives. And going your own direction, whether it comes back just to your own body, or if it expands further, or just moves to another person in the room, or someone happens to come to mind. Animal, vegetable, mineral, whatever it is. Why not? A place, a tree, or just expanding further and further these forested hills. May there be ease, lightness of being. Welcome. Continually feeling the texture in the cells and letting that texture have its nature of streaming and overflowing, have its nature of filling in everywhere. offering itself fully. That silkiness, that sunshine, whatever it is. The softness and spaciousness, maybe of ease, as well as the silky fluidity of streaming it, wishing it, receiving it, letting the tree drink it. So then the softness and the spaciousness and the fluid silkiness together. The coolness and creaminess of peace and the streamingness of allowing the need for peace, the wish for peace, to be offered and felt and spread out. Just finding what's the texture for yourself. Doesn't need to be what my words say. It may be gradually spreading out for some of us, the high mountains and starting to get to the plains, the formation of the rivers as they fall down. The people, the places, the creatures. Whatever you connect with, could be that it's easier to connect with just people or animals. Could be that you feel equal tenderness to the air. No wish to differentiate, just spreading out. So as you wish. And continuing in your own way for the rest of the meditation in silence. Letting it be vivid, using a memory if that helps. More towards the felt texture.